We continue 8 lines down from the top on Mem Hei Amud Beis. We discussed last time the machlokas, or potential machlokas, between Rabbi Yossi Glili and the Tanna Kamma. First, we suggested that the machlokas was about the glaze on top of the mountain, and then he said, no, everyone agrees that the glaze is not part of the mountain, and therefore you would be prohibited to get hanah from it. But the machlokas really was about whether ilan shenato l'basof avdo, whether the tree which was initially planted not for the sake of avodah zarah and then it was used for avodah zarah, whether it's prohibited to get benefit from. And we said that that's the machlokas. The Tanna Kamma says you are allowed to get hanah from it, and Yossi Glili was of the opinion that you wouldn't be able to get hanah from it. So now the Gemara continues on a somewhat of a tangent, but says, focusing on Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, "Af Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda savar ilan shenatu l'basof avdu aser." Even Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda writes or rules that a tree which was planted not for the sake of avodah zarah and was ultimately used for avodah zarah, you cannot get benefit from it. Following in Rabbi Yossi HaGlili's opinion, Tanya, we learn in a brisa. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mitoch shenemar Eloheihem alheharim, v'lo harim Eloheihem." From the fact that it says the God on the mountain, and not that the mountain is God, or Eloheihem al hagvaot, God on the elevated areas, not that those areas are God, Shemeani, I can infer from there, Tachas kol eitz ra'anan Eloheihem, velo ra'anan Eloheihem. I would have thought to say, okay, so what does that mean? When it says Tachas kol eitz ra'anan, it means, what is the avodah zarah? Only what's underneath the tree, but not that the tree can become their God. However, Talmud, to teach us otherwise, not to think that way, Talmud, v'ashereim tisfrum be'esh. It says that the asherahs should be burned, which means what? Which means that those trees themselves are considered avodah zarah, and from the fact that we don't darshan that it's what's underneath is the problematic, and what's on, and the actual tree itself is permissible. And similarly, since the Gemara doesn't go out of its way to say that a tree which was planted shelo l'shem avodah zarah and then was used for avodah zarah is going to be mutter, so clearly we can infer from here that a tree which was planted shelo l'shem avodah zarah and then was used for avodah zarah is going to be usher to get benefit from, because it says asherehem tishrubum beish. We don't make a distinction. The asherahs have to be burnt, whether it was planted initially l'shem avodah zarah or not l'shem avodah zarah, they're going to be usher. So now that we know this idea from Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the question then is, well, what do we do with the other pasuk? It says v'tachas kol eitz ra'anan, and we don't darshan anything from it now, because the initial assumption was that we were using it to say that what's underneath the tree would be problematic, but not the tree itself. But now we don't darshan that way. We said asherim tisr hagon be'esh. So now we have to learn something from that pasuk of tachas kol eitz ra'anan. So what do we need it for? So according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, of course, because according to the Rabbanan, we don't need this, since they say that ilan shenato l'basof avdo is mutter. So according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, what do they do with the verse of tachas kol eitz ra'anan? So the Gemara answers, hahu l'chad Rabbi Akiva hu da'asa. This all helps for Rabbi Akiva's statement from our Mishnah, Dam Rabbi Akiva, ani ovin va'adun l'fanecha kol makom sha'atam motzei har gavoa v'giva nisa'a v'eitz ra'anan da'ash yesham avodas kochavim. That what's happening over here is that the pasuk is teaching us tachas kol eitz ra'anan is an example, as Rabbi Akiva said, of a place which you will always find the avodah zarah, and therefore you need to be on the lookout for these types of places which avodah zarah was used in the past, and the assumption that it was there, even if you no longer see it. So that is how Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would explain the need for the verse of tachas kol eitz ra'anan. The Gemara then asks, well, what about v'ashereim tisfrum be'esh according to the Rabbanan? In other words, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda needed v'ashereim tisfrum be'esh to tell us that a tree which was initially planted not for the sake of avodah zarah and then was used for avodah zarah, that's the pasuk that tells you it's aser. Well, according to the other opinion, according to the Rabbanan, they already say it's mutter. So then what do they do with the other pasuk of v'ashereim tisfrum be'esh? So the Gemara answers, ilan shenatu mitchila lakach. They say it's used, and we need it to teach us about a tree which was planted initially for the sake of avodah zarah. How do you know that it's asur b'hanah? It's based on that pasuk. Ashariyam Tishravam Ve'esh. It sounds obvious to us because it was planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah, but you still need a pasuk to back it up, and that's the source. But then the question is, if that's the source, then Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Nami Mi Boi Le Lachi. Well, then Rabbi Yossi needs this verse too to teach us a tree which is planted initially for the sake of Avodah Zarah is Asur. The Gemara says Hachanami. It's true. That is what Rabbi Yossi does deal with it. Well, if that's the source for Rabbi Yossi, for Ilan Shenatu Mitzchila Lakach, well then, Eli Ilan Shenatu Lusof Avdo Minale, well then, what's the source for Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda about a case of a tree that was just planted not L'shem Avodah Zarah and ultimately was used for Avodah Zarah, that it's still Asur Behana? What's the source? So the Gemara comes up with a new answer, Nafkale Mi Vashirehem Tigadeun, that you shall cut down the Asherahs. Ezu eitz shegidu o asur v'ikaru mutter. What is a case where you cut down the tree even though the roots, the ikar, is still mutter? Havi omer ilan shenato ul basof avdo. With hakem at a tree which was initially planted not for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and it was used for Avodah Zarah. So now we have a little nuance, a new insight about this tree which was initially planted not for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and then was used for Avodah Zarah. You don't need to get rid of the tree completely. You only need to get rid of the tree that was worshipped. The growth that came about when the idol was worshipped, but before the idol was worshipped, their roots do not need to be, or even the earlier stump would not necessarily need to be destroyed. Where it says, well, hold on a second. Baha v'asheriyam tishvum be'esh kanasiv l'talmuda. Yeah, but it says asheriyam tishvum be'esh, you're going to destroy the whole entire asherah. How can you tell me now that you're not destroying the whole tree, you're only destroying part of the tree, or most of the tree? The pasuk says you burn the whole tree. So what exactly is happening over here? So the Gemara says, ilu lo nemar ka'amar. We're using an ilu lo nemar. What does an ilu lo nemar function mean? Ilu lo nemar tishvum be'esh. If the pasuk would not have said va'ashereihem tishvum be'esh, you would have destroyed the whole asherah. Hayisi omer, I would have thought asherehem tigadeun be'ilan shenatu mitchila lakach. I would have thought it only applied in a case of an asherah that needed to be cut down only when it was planted for the sake of avodah zarah. But hashadichsiv asherehem tishvum be'esh. But now that the pasuk, there's an extra pasuk that of since Asherim Tisrum Be'esh is extra because we have Yasser Lei Vasherim Tikadeyun, I'm sorry. Once we have the Pazak of Asherim Tisrum Be'esh teaching us about the prohibition of getting benefit from a tree which was initially planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah, we have an extra verse of Asherim Tikadeyun, which teaches us Le'ilan Shenatu Ulbasof Avdu, that a tree which was not planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and afterwards it was, that is the source. So again, so you see, at least according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, we've come up with a solution, how he works out within the psukim, that each halachic ruling that he has is backed up through the sources, whether it's Asherim Tigadeyun or Asherim Tizrfum Beish.